This podcast exists because of the team at CASCM. At CASCM, we make content creation enjoyable. We are on a mission to help leaders create content, content that will improve lives, content to be proud of, content that fosters community. We know through firsthand experience how content brings people together, and we love helping make that happen. We produce podcasts, short-form videos, blog posts, and other written works, while also providing support in website development, social media management, and strategic planning. And we would be excited to help you. Visit CASCM.com to learn more, or feel free to connect with me on LinkedIn or Twitter.
And so it's funny because, like, the attention span of the Gen Z, for example, our children, they say it's like, and it is short, right? I get that, because you can go to TikTok, and I'll get to that in a second maybe, but the attention span is they can sit there and watch Arrested Development for seasons in a row, no stopping. What kind of attention span is that? I get it. Maybe you're talking about the hook. How do you hook someone into it, right? When you read a book or watch a movie, like, they got to pull you in immediately. Your attention span is going to be lost if you, like, remember in the 80s when the music would play and you would listen to 6 minutes of credits and then the movie would start. Like, kids today are like, what are we doing here? This is taking forever. Let's get the story started. But, like, in attention spans and watching shows like Game of Thrones, I mean, all these shows take forever and they're watched six episodes
in a row. They're like long movies, man.
Right.
Wonderful long movies.
So what does that say about attention span? So listening to podcasts, and I don't think there's an answer, right? Because we have a podcast. We have a long form conversation, right? We'll extrapolate out of that other podcast. So in every podcast, there's going to be a time, because I'm interested in it, is about content, about podcasting, about marketing, about whatever.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about that for 7 minutes, for 15 minutes, for 4 minutes. We'll pull that snippet out and put it on our Content Matters podcast.
Yeah.
That'll be short. 7, 14, whatever minute episodes, because it applies to that. But it came from something like long form, like you said, pull that stuff out. So there are ways to keep it short.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like, definitely, there are no rules. Like, it's going to that movie Bohemian Rhapsody when they're talking about, like, this is it, 3 minutes. That's what they want. They don't want a 7 minute song until they did.
Right.
Right. And nowadays it's like, and you can be anything, do anything you want to do. Right. So I don't,
Well, I mean, when it comes to attention spans, I think it goes to, as human beings, we also, we're vicarious creatures. We do have long attention spans if it's something that we want to get lost in. You know, when you look at these short little snippets of things, those are platform specific for social media. And social media is designed to be quick hit, short-term attention span, getting pieces of content. That's it. Like, I don't go on to LinkedIn to spend 3 hours. Everything that's there, the whole mechanism is scrolling.
Right.
All of it.
Hits.
All of it. That's it. So it has a different environment. And so if you're going to create content for that, then you have to create content for that environment, obviously, right? But when it comes to a podcast or getting lost in seasons of Netflix show, that's different. That's an escape. So one helps us to almost zone out, and the other one helps us to get jacked up in a weird way. They're like a dopamine hit, like, oh, cool, okay, well, this is great. Or one is like, I'm killing time, where another one is, hey, I'm going to get lost in something that is not the world I'm living in.
But you could get lost in something, let's say it's educational. You can get on YouTube and go watch professors or lectures on stuff that, like, when you think back to being 13 or 20 years old, and like, imagine sitting there for an hour and listening to seven of them in a row.
Oh, I'll do you one better.
Yeah.
Check it out. I'm going to pull this up on YouTube right now. And anybody listening should go check this out. Okay.
No one's listening, but
No, they will. So for the three people listening, I find this to be incredibly relaxing. And I'll try not to keep the volume down here. It's got an ad. Obviously, I'm not paying for premium because
Should.
All right. So this guy, so it's Lone Wolf 902. It's got 224,000 subscribers. This video here is called Winter Hot Tent Camping in Snow and Freezing Temperatures. Look at this, man. Like,
it's just him out there.
It's just him for 58 minutes. And he's not like talking to you and like, hey, I'm going to teach you how to do this. Like, he's doing it.
Right.
You're watching it and you're watching this experience.
Yeah.
I was like, this is really relaxing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm learning something. And that's, you would think, who's going to do that? Guess how many views this guy has on just this video here?
Million.
287,000. And he posted it 5 days ago. 5 days ago, 287,000 views on that. Yeah, there's other ones here. There was one I watched, and I'm pretty sure it was in Japan. Same idea. He just lives in a van, and you see him kind of doing all of his stuff. Never says a word. Had like 13 million views. And that was like an hour and a half. So you tell me.
Well, what's interesting, though, is you'll hear people shit on that.
Yeah.
And you'll hear other people, love it. So it's for the right person. If you don't like Joe Rogan or you don't like listening to 3-hour podcasts, then don't do it.
Yeah.
It's amazing, like, because you'll hear like, oh, I can't believe kids today make money off of YouTube. Why? Why is that such a negative thing?
Kids have been making money off of YouTube for like 15 years now.
No, I know, but it's really starting to come mainstream. People are hearing the stories about it. Like, that doesn't make sense. They're not working. Like, do you realize the effort that goes into it? Like, if you watch a kid go through that process, because they've all done it, right? They've all done something. I think it's amazing. Like, they're building little businesses. Like, one of our clients we're talking to him, his son's building a YouTube page for the games that he's doing. And he's just, he's all excited. And his dad told him, he's like, you're building a business. He's like, I'm building a business, Dad? He's like, yeah. He's like, oh my God. That's amazing. And the dad's excited. Kid's excited. He wanted to create some swag, right? He had some hoodies and but people are just confused by a lot of these things.
Well, because it violates the traditional ways of like how you earn a living. The latest videos that I've been doing, they're a lot more, you know, there's a lot more to them. The actual shooting of the video itself is the easiest part, but it's all the stuff I do in post-production is like, this takes so much freaking time. So I think about kids that are putting out videos like almost daily that have high production value. Yeah. I'm like, holy it's a lot of shit, work. Man. I know how much work
How do you get better at something than just doing it, exactly, right? So we've been out here doing, I've been writing a lot, doing podcasting, and you were doing podcasting before me, right? Mm-hmm. You were one of the people that said, no, you should turn the mic on. I'm like, well, that's crazy. Why would I do that? I don't want to hear myself talk, let alone let someone else hear me talk.
Yeah.
But I think that is part of it to like, you iterate. That's the one thing that I've like when running a business, you know, creating content, just constantly iterating to say like, oh, the stuff that you've done before, like I was talking about earlier, when you're asking questions on a podcast, will you become a better question asker?
Absolutely.
A better listener, a better conversationalist, better communicator. Maybe you better at building relationships, worse at talking, apparently. But like that is something that is a part of it. So imagine starting this off at a younger age. Mm-hmm. But I've seen it where like high up, whatever that means, right? People who have been successful or CEOs of large companies go through this process of creating content and start somewhere and then grow with it. I've also seen people do it and not see the, you know what the word is, the return on investment on what it is. And like, well, what did they have in mind for that? Were they trying to sell a widget? What was it, right? Yeah. Like you've been creating a lot of content. You've said to me numerous times over the years, how it's gotten better, how it's getting better. And you won't even look at your old stuff because you're like, oh man, it would make me cringe.
Oh yeah, it's terrible. Yeah. Yeah, no, you're exactly right. I mean, if you're going to create content, we're going to just bring this all back to, you know, what's in it for me? You know, that's the people say, well, you always have to ask, what's in it for me? That's what your audience is like. No, you yourself, the content creator, have to ask that question too. What's in it for me? And I say that because we're talking about what kind of guest you want a podcast, somebody that you would be interested in talking to. What I try to think through is anytime I'm put a lot of time and energy into something, I have to ask myself, is this a one-off content specifically? Or if it's a product or a course or something like that, is this a one-off? Or is this something that can be scaled, can be repurposed in multiple different venues? And it's rare, if ever now, that I do something that's just a one-off. It would have to be something I'm just really passionate about. And just says like, this has one home and that is it. But that's rare. So it's not just about like, well, I'm going to create content that can go in different places. So that's one part of it. The other part is to ask yourself, I'm going to do this thing here. Let's say I'm going to start shooting video. And its original intention is to put my ideas and thoughts out into the world and to attract people to work with me. But then you also have to say, well, what are the second and third order effects of that? Well, if you do it on a regular basis, you're going to get better and better at video. You're going to be more critical of yourself, which again, the hardest video to shoot is the first one because you're just going to hate it and you're going to hate your voice and hate the way you look. I finally got to a certain point, but this was when we were creating the Foresight Academy, and I reshot that thing 3 times before it ever went live. And I had students already in it, and they were like, the first version was fine, not for me. I thought, this is garbage. And so I shot the second version. I was like, this is still garbage. And it wasn't until the third one that I felt good about it. And now I'm getting ready to redo it again. But that's, you know, because it's 5-6 years old. So all that said is that I got to a point when you're shooting so much, and a course is a great place to learn this, you can remove yourself from the person on the screen and be more objective about it and go, yeah, like I'm not looking at that going, oh my gosh, I look so, no, I'm just thinking like, nope, that missed.
That is early that you do have that. I had that.
Yeah.
Right. Listening. I couldn't listen to myself.
Right.
Now it's, oh no, no, yeah, I can listen and
yeah
I got to speed it up because
definitely
you hear yourself at 1x speed, that's a problem. but yeah. And I think like when you do that, right, a lot of the ideas, having a podcast, writing, creating videos, whatever, doesn't matter. You go get on LinkedIn and Twitter again, right? Mm-hmm. You can respond to stuff and you're just working through your thoughts. You're iterating right then and there.
You could, yeah.
And I think like I used to have these ideas and I'd be like, okay, here's the name of it. Here's the tagline. Here's a description. And I got to make it perfect. And like, it fits in a box and you put it there. And I was like, and I would have trouble with it.
Yeah.
But then I realized like, okay, here's an idea. Now I can go talk about that idea.
Yeah.
And I can go bring on people in and around that idea to talk through it with. And then all of a sudden the idea comes out, or it's not even the idea comes out. Now there's 26 pieces of content related to podcasting, to, you mentioned the word NFT, related to COVID, whatever that is, all of a sudden, okay, well, you've got a lot of stuff out there. And then it's up for the person to like reach out and say, I want to be on your podcast. And then it's up to us to say, I don't think
not happening,
just because you're on Forbes, just because you're in Harvard Business Review, just because you wrote your books, doesn't make you like, oh, I should be delighted. I should be honored that you even reached out. Now, there are times when I've gotten people to reach out. The author, 80-20 Sales Principle, I was like, I read his book 7 years ago. All of a sudden, he's reaching out to be on the podcast. That's intriguing. That's different. That's like, oh, wow. He's not reaching out unless we have that podcast.
You found value in him 7-8 years ago, for sure. Right. So it's like, oh, this is great.
This is cool. Now I can like apply it to today. But I think like just talking through those different topics and having that serve as your content and like, what's the return on that? How would you ever know? In case you haven't noticed, we love podcasts. In fact, we love building podcasts, everything from development to production. Because of all that, we're building a one-of-a-kind podcast network. If you have a podcast or looking to launch a new podcast, then we should talk. You can message me on Twitter at @Eric_Kaz or hit us up any way that works for you. Let's talk about your podcast joining this one-of-a-kind podcast network.